I didn't feel good about it, but what's done is done, and now I'm lying bleeding on the floor. I put a bullet in his head. There was no hesitation, but you made it easy when you strapped his body to a chair. So say goodbye to everything you ever knew before, and I'd understand if you went running out the door. And I'll keep you safe, and no harm will ever come to you, I swear. And I'll kill if they even dare.
Your Highness, how are you doing?
Leonardus, I've been knocked down, but I'm...
You got back up.
I'm getting back up.
You okay? Good for you.
Sorry.
Welcome to Michigan Murders and Music, where we discuss murders in our gorgeous state of Michigan and top it off with a little homegrown music, leaving you with a happy ending and on a good note.
We have lots of good... Damn it, I'm still coughing.
Oh, my God.
It's this jitter. It's rolled in.
Yeah. Smoked
key.
A little something
it's
there.
It's fucking good. I'm still smoking it.
Thank you.
And not your pole.
Thank you.
Quit Russian. You're not Russian. You're German or something. Deutsch.
No, I'm not.
I don't know what you are.
I'm not American.
Jesus.
Not German.
God, you're just like, I'm just going to... You said we got to record. German. We're going to record right now. Go.
I'm not German. Thank you for allowing us to seep into your ears. Fucking cats.
Why can't I hear any of our soundboard stuff? Fucking soundboard.
Do we have new listeners?
Man, you really, I feel like you're just busting balls through this. Thank you for letting us seep into your earballs. I know he just said that, but I would like to say it personally because I've been the one knocked down.
Why are you rushing into all this?
We do have new listeners.
Are you Russian?
What do you have on your listener list?
I have Abram Kurtzer. What? That's...
This is my second
Abram
joint,
Kurtzer.
And I'm actually high. I haven't been high in years.
Okay, so Abram Kurtzer.
Zade Cruz.
Okay. Mosri Wall?
What? Give me that paper.
Mosri Wall? You wrote it down there. I'm reading it.
Music Wall. Go follow them. They have a Instagram and cool stuff.
Jackie Surratt.
Dylan Hooper.
Old Bubs, including...
I don't have any old buds on
Nancy
mine.
Harding.
I still have a new bud. Paige Hale. Oh, my God. This is the most
and
fucked
Amanda
up
Towsley.
Start that we've ever had.
We have Nancy Harding, that's ice skater.
That oh, my God. Is that... Oh my! I hope I put the right name.
That's fantastic.
What if I like, you know, Freudianly wrote? Oh my God, I never put.
So
where's my phone?
We need to do an explicit content warning.
Jeez,
right
wait
now.
A minute.
Okay.
The day I got fired, I was bawling like a baby.
Yeah.
And I went to Farmhouse Wellness, which is one of Grand Rapids' only locally owned dispensaries, by the way. So go there. Of course, I didn't get on my car. They hooked me up with a bag of gummies and a Michigro shirt. So go to Farmhouse Wellness.
What is wrong with you?
And then I wanted to thank Rich and Tina from the Love Mary. My God, shut up a minute. And then I would like to.
I'm going to tell you to shut up a minute.
Love Mary and Kill podcast, Rich and Tina. They've reached out, and I appreciate it. Thank you. Jesus Christ.
Can I please give an explicit content
warning? For God's sakes.
Her Highness.
Was your kid going to make some tea or something?
Well played.
Thanks.
Yeah. It smells like licorice in here.
Ooh. I smell sex and... Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I got to move this wire. Just a second.
Yeah, it smells like... Smells like sex and licorice.
I smell sex and Mary Jane.
So Her Highness is going to say some things that are really messed up. Naughty words.
I swear.
She says naughty words.
Vulgar.
She's praying to God.
Sailor. Like a fucking sailor just came into town. In a port town where they don't know anybody.
Yep. Like a sailor.
Getting weird
tattoos. And then the boys are like, oh, wow, she's dangerous.
That girl is dangerous.
And then they all make love to her.
This is a good weed. Go out and buy some of this weed, you guys.
I'm not buying any of that shit.
You can't do weed. It's hard for you to.
I might buy a pack of pink beers.
Oh, my God.
What?
The Natty Lights with this guy.
Oh, the explicit content warning includes Mary, who we sometimes refer to as Mary Jane.
Your Highness.
Her Highness. She's going to say very naughty words that include, you know, booger, dinkus.
Penis.
Oh,
peener.
Jesus Christ. I wasn't going to say that one. But yeah, she probably will say things like that. Just very vulgar.
I mean, we've gotten reviews.
We would like to keep our podcast commercial free and independent.
Speaking of independence, you can gladly tip us in the Getting Tipsy jar. Buy us a coffee. Buy some merch. We have some new designs out. There's like 3 designs out already.
And you can share us with a friend if you'd like to.
Please do. Just, you know what you do is you tell them you're going to go shopping or to a club, and then you just put us on when they're stuck in your car, and they have to listen to us then. And then they'll be like, oh my God, this is funny shit.
So you can find us on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Apparently TikTok? Really?
Yeah, I've been making videos of you and you just don't know it. People know who you are.
Free to contact us. That's good that they don't know who I am.
Oh, they know who you are. You're the one on the TikTok with the knife sharpening skills.
You know what? Who are we featuring?
I can't say their name. The Smokin' Dobre Lele's. Did I say it right? I've said it wrong.
No, I think you just nailed it. The Smokin' Dobre Lele's.
Because I'm smoking. You guys, I did not know that the guitars with the big silver
Dobro
fancy
ladies.
Thing on the front isn't a fucking guitar.
It's called a Dobro. Dobro.
It's a Dobro. You learn something new every day, bro.
Your Highness.
What? Throw up your hand. Where are we going? All over the place.
Yeah, it's
tonight we are doing cases of interest.
And we're going everywhere
in Michigan. I don't think we're going to the UP, though. We might be staying in the lower troll part, the Flatlander part. So let's... it brings back memories. You drink your little pink beer there. By the way, he's drinking Natty Light Natter Days. He loves them.
They're delicious.
I tease them because...
Delicious.
They're Natty Lights. All right. This is episode 89, Leonardis.
Cases of interest. East Detroit.
3 local rappers headed to a gig at Lounge 21 in Detroit when they were called and told that their gig was canceled.
Ooh. The men disappeared that night. Armani Kelly, Marley Whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Dante Wicker.
B12.
And Montoya Givens. Had not been
apparently heard of Montoya didn't have
after
a stage
that
name.
Point.
No, that I've been following the story since day one, and it freaked me out.
It keeps coming up on the news.
On Thursday, February 2nd, 2023, the bodies of the 3 men were found in an abandoned house on guess where? Detroit's east side.
All 3 men were found in the basement, covered with debris, and their bodies were frozen.
Dude, that's.
It's winter.
That is so harsh.
Yeah.
That makes me cry. I know I did cry, actually, when I was reading this. Michigan State Police Lieutenant Mike Shaw said that it appears the men were killed upstairs and then they were moved to the basement.
The police arrested a 15-year-old who was found driving Armani's SUV, and he has been charged for possession of a stolen vehicle.
His arrest opened the gates for the investigation. giving them the leads and eventually leading them to the abandoned home where the rappers were found.
A man was arrested in Knoxville, Tennessee, of all places.
It's straight south, isn't it? You just hit
pretty
75
much,
or whatever, much, and just boom. Mm-hmm. There was also a man in Detroit who was in custody and being questioned. This was a few weeks ago when I wrote this, dudes, so bear with me.
Michigan State Police spent plenty of time at the crime scene collecting evidence and doing a thorough investigation.
The men had died from multiple shotgun wounds.
Shotguns.
Yeah. Jesus. I know. You instantly get a visual. It fucking sucks. I'm following this case, and we will definitely do the follow-up story when it's been completed. Today, there was an update. I believe they have definitely said it's gang-related. Can't remember what else they said today, but that's about it.
All right, next story.
I don't know. So, yeah, we'll be bringing that one to you live from News Boot.
Pittsfield Township.
I have no idea where that is.
No, neither do I. I didn't even take the time
to look it up. We didn't even bother. You know what? I said, let's podcast, and you said, I'm jumping right now because she has not said that in a month.
Mm-hmm. Karen and Robert Nelson were charged with the death of Andrew Nelson, aged 76.
Robert's father. His
own dad. Yeah, his dad.
Ugh. Andrew passed away at his son and daughter-in-law's home in August of 2020.
Each of them is charged with one count of open murder, second-degree vulnerable adult abuse, and animal cruelty.
These motherfuckers. And we'll just sprinkle in a little fourth-degree child abuse.
It includes 10 animals, and we'll sprinkle all that shit in, like you just said.
Cover all the bases. Fuckers.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Nelson allowed and watched as they both neglected his own father. Well, I mean...
Douchebag!
That's kind of a stupid sentence that I wrote, but either way. And the medical examiner said that along with many old age conditions, which of course are normal, he suffered from infected bed sores. And one was so bad that it was down to the bone.
Jesus.
I feel so bad for that guy. Fucking throat punch these guys with a knife a little bit.
Yeah. It's their dad. I mean,
nobody deserves that. Even a shitty parent doesn't deserve that.
There was sewage, trash, and nastiness everywhere in their home.
Dude, just unbelievable
conditions.
Unlivable conditions. Can you imagine that there was probably dog poop everywhere? Down to the bone bed sores.
The Humane Society came in and found 45 dogs and cats.
45. Firstly, that's neglected. A shitty number because of a certain president. Besides that, 45 neglected animals. What a
you're an
just
ass.
Like totally like she did not just say that.
Yeah, we don't go to the political side.
I said it, and I'm not editing it out. I said it, not editing.
The Humane Society actually came in and found 45 dogs and cats also being neglected and living within the home and its conditions.
You guys, there was a dead dog found in a child's bedroom. I don't know if the child was living there, but I'm assuming because they got child abuse that, a child was living with a dead dog in his motherfucking bedroom. Oh, my God.
The pretrial
heading. We
gotta
look up where these fuckers live.
The pretrial hearing is set for March 7th, 2023.
That was a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
Let's see what happened.
Recently.
Now going to the direct center of the mitten, Bear City, Grand Rapids.
Well, we call it the center, but it's not really the center.
I mean, it kind
of it's the center for us.
TSN Hatchett, 29 years of age, and Leonard Young. It's really hard not to see that and want to say Leonardis. Leonard Young, 33 years of age, were arraigned Thursday, January 13, 2023.
Their charges were felony murder, assault with intent to rob while armed, and armed weapons charges.
22-year-old Dakari Brown had taken money for a room rental from Tucson in July.
Unfortunately, Dakari took the money from Tucson, but never gave him a room to stay in.
Right.
This is kind of messed up.
It gets worse. On August 27, 2022, Dakari Brown just happened to run into Tucson and Leonard around 1 a.m. in the morning on Stewart Street Southwest. And the men approached Dakari asking for their money back. Yo, give me my money back because I ain't got my room.
Where's my money, bitch?
Bitch, give me my money.
The men approached Dakari asking for their money. Tyson and Leonard pulled guns and Tyson grabbed Dakari.
And that's when Leonard shot multiple times. Grand Rapids Police Department showed up on the scene in response to shots fired call to 911 to find Dakari passed away on the sidewalk or street. I'm not really sure which.
All right. So let me just slow down for a minute here. I feel bad for those guys.
This is horrible.
The cops, the victims, everybody.
Well, yeah, it's a dumb, senseless. How much money could it have been, really?
I don't know.
It is money for a room for like a month or whatever. So 800, maybe. I mean, it depends, you know.
So many consequences. Ugh,
it's unsure what led police to the subjects at this time, and we will keep you informed. And like I said, this is bummer. It's stupid and it's senseless, and somebody lost their baby because of.
Next one.
That's all I have to say.
Next case of interest, Norton Shores. On July 8th, Sandra Vander Ark was taken in for first-degree child abuse and open murder. Sandra's son.
Just a second. Okay.
I don't know.
Motherfucker. This, by the way, I can read stories like this all the time. This isn't what makes me depressed, but when I hear them, I get fucking pissed.
Yeah.
There's people out there that would do anything to have a child, and you dick fucks are just shitting on your own children.
How do you do that?
For no reason.
Even to a dog. You know, it's just not
adult. Adult. Right. We're covering all of the stories in here, like animals, adults, babies. I get that we're in weird times. Jesus Christ.
Nope. Not okay. And that's why we have law enforcement that puts these people in prison. Shanda's son, 15-year-old Timothy Ferguson, died in their home on Wednesday.
Oh my God, I was thinking it was
July
a baby.
16th.
I remember now. Oh my God, he's 15. I remember this one now. The medical examiner said the teen died from a combination of malnourishment and hypothermia. Fucking hypothermia.
This is horrible.
Shanda, the mom, would force Timothy to take ice baths as a form of punishment. Okay, firstly, people do the ice plunge for money. Good on you. You're all cool. Fuck no. Mm-mm. Also, I know ice cold showers and ice baths are supposed to be great for you. So is getting out of bed every day, but I haven't managed to do that for the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, I know.
Like, don't give a kid an ice bath, even if the kid actually willingly wants to. Like, they don't know what they're getting into. Oh, that's my rant. Sorry.
Settle down.
I'm getting angsty over here.
Settle.
Okay.
That was not Shanda's only form of punishment, though.
Oh,
she would withhold food from her son. The food that she did give him was quite disgusting.
Timothy was often fed bread, and sometimes the bread was soaked in hot sauce, or she would just dump hot sauce down his little 15-year-old throat. What a fucking cunt.
This is so horrifying to me.
I never use that word, but that's...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's horrifying.
Matt Roberts, prosecuting attorney, stated to the judge that the investigation subsequently revealed that Shanda had a number of punishments for Timothy that, frankly, were just beyond the pale in terms of what should be administered to a child. I
know.
There were two
other children living in their household. One was 20, the other one was 7.
Those two weren't abused.
I don't understand. It was the middle child that got the punishment.
I'm not going to cry, I swear. It appears that Timothy had some sort of learning disability, and he was homeschooled while the others went to school. So, well, that kind of leads into more frustration for mom. I understand that. That doesn't give her a reason to do what the fuck she's doing. But yeah, it's going to add frustration. But no, bitch, no.
It turns out that previous to living in Michigan, this thing lived in Oklahoma.
Yeah, this lady,
mm-hmm.
whatever she is.
That state was about to revoke her parental rights.
Well, fucking wish they would have caught her before she got to our state.
She ran.
She fucking ran like the bitch she is.
She took a plea and said that she would vacate the home and not have custody of their children.
Yeah, that's what she did when she was in Oklahoma, right? And then she ran to Michigan. This could have 100% been prevented.
Well,
I don't know how.
I'm steering from your script here, but yeah. You know, different states have different laws.
I was just going to say that.
They don't communicate.
Lack of fucking money is always an issue. Okay, so this is the weird part. So, okay, they lived in Oklahoma. She was about to be, like, revoked. Her parental rights were about to be revoked, right? Mm-hmm. She comes to Michigan. The lady was actually extremely book smart. She worked as a law clerk up in Nuevo, which is not far from us at all. And she actually graduated from law school and passed her bar exam. That's not a fucking easy feat. Not an easy hand either. Or a nose. Sadly, her husband had a stroke and she was never sworn in as an attorney because she started taking care of her husband. So her life was like, I mean, she was on the up. She passed the goddamn bar exam. I don't think you could do that tomorrow.
Okay, so a point of interest. Apparently, it's more difficult to pass the journeyman's exam.
Oh, are you tooting your own tits?
Yeah. Journeyman electrician.
Then the bar exam?
Yes.
You've got to be kidding me.
That's what I've heard.
I'm Googling
it. I don't know how. Maybe I'm full of that kind of stuff.
My phone died, so I can't Google that right now.
All right.
Hey, no, it's a good thing. I think you are full of ass gas, personally. Okay, what happened to this lady?
She graduated from law school and passed her bar exam. Sadly, her husband.
We haven't heard that at all.
Had a stroke. Did I say stroke?
Stroke me.
And she was found never sworn in as an attorney because
like what we just talked about a few seconds ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Mm-hmm. I do not believe that she has been sentenced yet. Rest in peace, sweet Timothy. You're an angel now, and hopefully, you can help protect others. I'm just. He's 15. She was a lawyer, basically. A book smart lawyer. She killed her 15-year-old child. For what? What gain? What do you
I don't know.
Let's go to White Lake Township now. And you get to say this name because you know I'm not going to pronounce that last name right. I'm going to say it like Juan's last name.
Julian Pinedo was only 18 when he started screwing up.
Oh, my God.
From the town of Monmouth, Illinois.
Monmouth, Illinois. It's a Monmouth, man.
I'm always curious to see how they make their way to Michigan.
It's about to happen, boo. In January of 2023, Julian. Oh, my God. That's the name of that creepy kid in that show we were watching last night.
It's a boy's name.
The show is called The Sinner, and it's really good.
It's a boy's name.
It's on Netflix. So, January of 2023, Julian met a young, impressionable 14-year-old girl online via social media. Which one? I don't know, and I don't care which one it was, but they met through some fucking app.
He drove from his home in Illinois to Oakland County in White Lake Township. Man, really close to where I lived.
Creepy. Her parents were gone, so she was like, hey, yeah, come over. And her younger siblings were in bed, so she invited them over. Kids! Oh, my God.
I know.
Haven't you guys watched Dateline? There is true crime everywhere. You all should know better by now. God, and they're still having sex with no condoms to those little bastards.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking bareback. Kids. Other people's kid. Bareback.
On his way there, he stopped to purchase a knife. You know, you can never be too safe, you know.
He's going to meet a girl. You got to protect yourself. Yeah, I have condoms, a new ride or die. But, I posted it on Instagram today. It wasn't allowed in somebody else's house, so I took it. So, yeah, he's going to meet this girl, and he stops to pick up a knife.
Upon arriving at her house, he realized that he is going to get the sex that he imagined having.
He is actually, there's supposed to be a knot in there. He is not going to get the sex that he thought he was going to get. Dun, dun, dun. I forgot the knot. That's kind of an important part of the sentence.
I read it right.
That changes the whole story.
That's great.
Yeah. So upon arriving at her house, he quickly realized that he is not going to get the sex that he imagined having this 14-year-old girl.
So he pulled out his 8-inch knife.
Well, you know what they say.
Yeah, it's size.
If it's, you know, and they don't make 3-inch dildos. I have never seen one.
Okay.
There's a reason.
Your Highness, you're an ass, and you did not need to bring. Okay.
Inches came up.
That's fine.
They came up.
So he pulled out his 8-inch knife.
I'm sorry, this isn't funny.
He had
funny.
Just purchased and stabbed the young lady multiple times.
And then the little fucker fled the scene.
Well, yeah.
This was blatantly premeditated. And if we don't find out it was premeditated, I'm going to have to find those tea leaf flowers that poison people and...
Just make him a cup of
tea. Send him some tea.
Here's the cup of tea for you.
She was still able to call her parents, who I never understand that, how the brain works. Like, we've all been taught to call 911. Like, call 911, then call your parents, just in case. You only have that couple of seconds. She called her mom and dad first. They quickly called 911 shortly after she was assaulted.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, can you imagine? Mom, dad, my siblings are fine, but I've been stabbed by an 8-inch knife by some douchebag that I invited into our house off the internet.
Your Highness.
Poor girl.
I really did not reread.
Pre-read.
Pre-read.
Not reread. You rereader. You are a reread, but.
I did not pre-read this.
So you didn't, you didn't get this far in our stories.
This dude is somehow picked up in Waterford Township, where I used to work and live.
Oh, yeah. He confesses to the police that he became angry when she turned him down. Oh, poor baby. If every man did that, we'd all be dead.
It's as simple as that.
All the ladies.
But, you know, I've dealt with some females that were
A little psycho
like that,
just a titch psycho. Do you need some natty light? You go get your natty light.
I'm gonna go pee pee too.
Okay. There's your stinky strawberry beer. Strawberry lemonade.
That's not what makes me gay.
Anyways, he confesses to the police that he became very angry when she turned him down. He was jailed and bail was set for $2
million. $2
million? Yeah.
Who?
Okay. And with the right words.
You're the biggest ass in the entire
Brens,
world.
Use a dick.
Okay.
You can do
so
it, boo.
We don't put numbers.
With enthusiasm.
We don't put numbers by these anymore. So I'm just going to the next
means
one.
You're going to start with a young lady.
Oh, yeah. The young lady was taken to the hospital with surgery.
And
she
it
came
does
back.
Make a difference. It's kind of like
she
a
came
knot.
Back okay.
Yay! The young lady was taken to the hospital and she didn't die. That is the moral of the story.
I just read that.
I'm really excited. Yeah, but you said it like, and you came out okay. Not with enthusiasm. Julian.
It's like, now I'm like exuberant enthusiasm.
Everywhere. Julian's, you fucker. Julian's probable hearing is set for February 7th, which was like a month ago.
Yeah, 7 weeks.
We'll keep you up on this pedophile's consequences and watch what your kids are doing online, for Christ's sake.
Please watch what they're doing.
Jesus, kids.
We have another case of interest. Now we're going to Dearborn Heights.
Wait a minute. What?
Did I miss a page?
Yep.
Well, you just threw it away.
I sure as shit. Oh, listen.
So we have... That was very nice.
Thanks.
Your Highness.
It doesn't stink.
I hope not.
I'll go running and you can tell the story.
Dearborn Heights. A family who moved here from Lebanon.
Oh, this one pisses me off so bad.
Most likely to get better opportunities and escape hate and awful eye-opening experience a few weeks ago.
Yeah, February 9th. 2023, this is still under investigation. But what I do know is that the young man from Lebanon was in a disagreement with another student at Crestwood High School, which is in Dearborn Heights, which is outside of Detroit.
During this disagreement, a scuffle breaks out. That is what the newspaper articles said.
I say it was a beatdown. It was no scuffle. The scuffle consisted of 5 or 6 kids who were beating on this
beating boy. Down that boy from Lebanon.
Oh my fucking God. Plus,
it sounds racist.
Numerous kids around him with their motherfucking cell phones out being spectators. Oh my God, Boo. You have witnessed me.
Well, you're the one doing the beating up. And nobody
situation.
Else has their phones out.
No, usually, yeah. Yeah, I would be the one going in, breaking up the beating up. I've done it.
Yeah, you have. And even then you get thrown
sober.
Out for doing something nice.
Well, sometimes I deserve it. But
ugh.
The point is, if I would have seen that in, oh my God, instant fight mode, it drives me crazy that nobody tried to stop it. Like,
it's
dude,
weird.
You're a huge crowd. You can overtake the three boys beating up the kid. Hello, numbers. They're not learning math these days or how to break up a fucking fight.
Physical violence is horrible.
It is.
And no one tries to break it up nowadays.
No.
They just pull out their phones and videotape the whole thing.
Boo.
Videotape?
Yeah, well, I mean.
With videotape.
They record it on their cell phone devices. He was beaten until he was unconscious. They should all be ashamed and embarrassed. School administration is working to identify the kids through the videos and through interviews. And local police are also involved in the investigation.
Oh my God, why are you plowing through this so fast? You're not even giving me a chance to read anything.
You're so funny. Oh my God, how do you put up with me? How do you put up with me?
Oh. Charges will be brought upon the appropriate.
Oh my God, you're making so many dust noise. Stop it. You know what?
Charges
you're sleeping on the fucking couch today.
Be brought
I am
upon
not even
the,
playing. Oh. I am not playing. Sit your white ass down. That one has lead in it, and I hope you get lead poisoning. That wasn't an e-pencil. That was an old school
lead
nib.
Pencil.
Uh-huh. Number two, I'll stab it in your hand like kids
believe,
used to do in
see,
school.
I don't have lead in my pencil anymore.
Shoot flames. Guy, can we just get through this fucking story?
Never
Idiots.
Mind the fact that I don't have lead in my pencil anymore.
If their parents didn't beat them down after finding this out, I'm going to do it. Instead, and yeah, your hand smells like Fromunda cheese because you just stuck them under your nuts. Even Bianca just made a weird face over there and she's sleeping. Next story, stinky nut sack.
On a way.
Stop smelling your own nut cheese. Jesus Christ. I'm not drinking. These are the times that push me to drink. I kid. He makes me laugh. Oh my God, how do you put up with that vulgar woman? How does that host put up with that vulgar lady? Here's another one of those couples, Boo, that I seriously, they just don't even need to exist.
Justin and Dina Bond. Deanna. I guess it's
Deanna. Dina. I don't give a fucker. Fucka. Deanna fucka.
March 22, 3 months old baby.
Elena Bond.
From complications due to child abuse.
Forgot the died part. Take four.
Hold on.
Take five.
No, I need a refreshment.
Ooh, this is the most work I've done in days.
Dude, this is a riot.
I'll say the name. Don't forget the word died. It's kind of one of those important verbs again. Noun? Verb.
Verb.
It's a verb. Okay. Go.
Okay. Whew. March of 2022, three-month-old baby
Elena Bond
died from complications due to child abuse. She suffered from brain trauma. Why are you laughing?
I was going to say, now we have to do it over again because I laughed when you said died. I can't do that.
No.
Okay. Of all times to not laugh, that's not a laughing time. Okay. Take seven or eight.
March 22. 2022, three-month-old baby Elena Bond died.
Elena Bond.
From complications due to child abuse. She suffered from drain trauma.
Motherfuck. This weed is so good that it got you high, too. I swear to God, go buy Baby Jeter's. It's rolled in diamonds and keef, and it's fantastic.
Drain.
Everybody's trauma. High. I'm going to do the sentence this time.
Woo. Christ. How could this be so difficult?
I don't know. We're off track. Okay. March. God damn it.
Completely useless.
Oh, jeez. That's why we don't record when you're high. March of 2022, three-month-old baby Elena Bond died from complications due to child abuse. She suffered from brain trauma. I did it. I fucking did it.
It was fantastic. You nailed it. Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Can I?
That's good.
Can I please do this without laughing?
Yeah. We're back. No, probably not, but that's okay. The autopsy revealed bruising on her back, arms, and abdomen. You fucker. God damn it. My butt is sweaty. Ew. Why do
I have a sweaty butt? I don't know what's wrong with me. I just, that's why I always got in trouble when I was young. I would just start cracking up and I couldn't stop. Oy.
I personally think it's great.
There's nothing funny. The maximum sentence for this charge seemed to be 3 to 5 years.
3 to 5 years.
Doesn't seem like much.
This baby died. Yeah, that's what I thought.
The judge gave them the maximum of 5 years with time served.
This is bullshit. If this is right, if my research is even close to right, what the actual fuck? They were charged with involuntary manslaughter, but, well, that's why. But both pled guilty to second degree attempted child abuse. What the actual fuck?
These people are douchebags.
I really do not understand court rules and shit because this is insane.
Mm-hmm. It's just stupid. The two shirt bags?
Man, they must stink.
Yeah, these shit bags were allowed to speak in court, and I will not repeat a word they say.
fuck no. If you guys want to see it, go online. I ain't giving them souls. The time of day. Mm-hmm. I even said ain't, and I don't like that word.
I'll tell you, they have yet to give any sort of explanation or state of their side of the story.
Like, we beat her. She was 3 months old, but we beat her. Something. Say fucking something, you crotch asses.
Yeah, douche. Douche.
Just so you are aware, the mom of this 3-month-old baby who they abused and murdered. Oh, she's pregnant again.
Oh.
Yeah. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Just killed her last baby, but go ahead and get knocked up again. Good job.
Easy enough. Just kill another one.
Meanwhile, this is a different story, by the way, but meanwhile, in Genesee County, a man named Eric Robert Savella, age 36, was caught on home video beating his German Shepherd with a belt.
Oh, my God.
You can't see the dog, but you can see him swinging the belt, and you can hear the dog yelping.
Oh.
I couldn't watch it. I couldn't. The dog did not die, but the guy was charged with single counts of first-degree killing and torture of a domestic animal with the intent to threaten or coerce or control a victim and a misdemeanor animal abuse.
This guy's a complete douchebag.
So he was basically beating the dog trying to get his girlfriend to obey him. He was like, if you don't do what I tell you, I'm going to beat the shit out of the fucking dog.
Can I go puke in the other room right now? Because this is horrible.
Investigators found out many disturbing details while investigating this criminal act.
This dude could get up to 10 years to life, you know. And
10 years, up to 10 years in life.
It's kind of like a dead baby.
No.
I guess.
No, 10 years for the dog. That didn't die. Or did it die? No. The dog didn't die, and this guy's getting 10 years. That baby died. They're only getting 5 years.
Oh.
That's why I'm saying this math does not add up to me.
Disturbing.
I don't know what he is sentenced to, because I just got furious at that point of typing and research, and I'm already in the dumps.
It's like some sort of loophole that he got
I don't
away
know.
With things.
It's fucking insane. But the way it looked to me, don't mark my words on it, but it kind of looked like the dog's life was worth a little more than the baby's life.
I think it's not over yet. And this is a case of interest, so I'm sure.
You know, I'll be following up on this.
Things
one.
Will be.
We've got two more for you.
Livingston County. An 18-year-old male was charged with two felonies for pretending to be a fireman.
Yes. This kid is from Grand Blanc. And he has been showing up to several fires in surrounding counties, pretending that he is part of the fire crew.
Oh, you can do that. You just show up. They don't know
apparently,
each other.
Apparently.
They're all volunteers. You just show up with the right gear.
He took one of those little plug-in lights that you just plug it into your lighter and plop on top of your car. He took one of those, so it made him look like he was a volunteer when he showed up. And he just showed up to random fires.
So, point of interest, where I used to work, our fire alarm went off one night, and we couldn't catch it in time to correct it and call the fire department. And those guys showed up, and they were serious. They were like...
I mean, you had priests in the building. You have to take care of those pedo priests. I mean, yeah. Those got moved in the middle of the night. Make sure nothing went down.
It was very impressive to me that they showed up. They woke up. They had their turnouts on, you know, all their fireman gear.
They were right.
And I kind of jerked off a little
I
bit.
I would have, too. Yeah, that's why they have fireman calendars, don't
off.
You know? Damn.
I said, yeah.
Well, anyways, this guy probably didn't look like any of those hot babes. He was charged with impersonating a firefighter and for the use of a scanner in the commission of a felony. No name was released that I could find yet.
We'll get back with you on this.
There's no murders, but I saw that. It was like, how can I not tell you guys the story? People are fucking losing their goddamn mind. There's a never-ending amount of stupid stories and murders. There's just a never-ending fucking amount.
Mm-hmm. Shiawassee County.
A man showed up at someone's home and was reported to 911 as an unwanted subject.
Okay. The woman at the home told the police he just showed up and started making a disturbance.
By the time deputies arrived to the woman's home, the perp was asleep in his car. No drugs were involved. Oh, and he just happened to be sleeping with one hand on a shotgun and the other hand on a sword.
Oh.
Not his wiener either. An actual.
A sword.
I'm a pirate. Oi, I got to myself a sword.
You know, pirates don't have swords. Well, yeah, they do. They have knives. After carefully waking him up and searching the car, they discovered drug paraphernalia and 100 rounds of ammunition.
Jesus Christ.
He was taken to jail.
Yeah, bitch! And oh my charged God. With something. But yeah, so he probably...
What is wrong with people?
Weird. I don't know, but that'd freak the shit out of me if that happened at our house.
Well, you know, is your baby at Cheese Curls? Or...
We have had some weird shit happen to us.
Yeah.
Also, keep in mind, it's never a mannequin. Tonight's happy ending is...
The Smokin' Dobrellis.
Our Abe Kurzer. The
Smokin' Dobrellis. It's really good stuff.
It's so good. Abe Kurzer, Mike Brenna, Brandon Tabor, John Hemsworth. This is some good shit. They are playing out now. Look for
it. I met a demon in the pines on that deep, dark night. I met a demon in the pines. Turn around and walk away. I met a demon in the pines. He changed space and time. I met a demon in the pines. Turn around and walk away. In the pines on that deep dark night, I met a demon in the pines. Turn around and walk away. I met a demon in the pines. He changed space and time. I met a demon in the pines. Turn around and walk away. Your friend, fight the dark with the light. Don't I met a demon in the pines. On that deep, dark night, I met a demon in the pines. Turn around and walk away. Hey. I met a demon in the pines. I met a demon in the pines. I met a demon in the pines.
Thank you for choosing Michigan Murders and Music. Please rate the show wherever you listen. Michigan Murders and Music is produced by The Boots. Episodes are researched and written by Your Highness. Edited by Your Highness. Views and opinions are the sole stupidity of us and us alone. Don't blame others, please. Listening to this podcast could quite possibly cause major problems to your earballs and definitely will mess up your kids. Permission has been given to us by the bands, and we purchase our music on Bandcamp.com. Support your local music scene and all local music scenes.